thought of taking a stand on the ERA?
I don't think I should get involved with Irish revolutionaries.
That's the IRA.
Don't you guys from Boulder ever read the newspapers? Everybody knows ERA is earned run average.
You know, maybe you two should be running mates.
Hello, Nelson. Come in.
Hi.
I suppose you'd like to know why I'm walking backwards.
No, I'm sure you have your reasons.
I'd like to know.
Well, I lost another job and I can't face men.
Mark, I thought things were going really great at the pet store.
Well, they were, but I want to have kind of a gestalt pet shop, so I want to put all the animals together.
That was a mistake, huh?
Yeah, it was really horrible. You can't imagine the sight of seeing a little chimpanzee trying to peel a goldfish like a banana.
Well, I hope you took it away from the chimp.
I didn't have to. He drowned.
It's dead?
No. I gave him artificial respiration, and he gave me his phone number. Now I've made a new friend, but lost a job.
Well, you can have a non-paying job right here helping us come up with a platform for Nelson.
I don't believe it. God's been reading my mind.
I don't think so. They're wearing clothes.
Why don't you go over there and talk to your friends?
Hello, ladies! Water's free.
Yeah, I wonder where all these beautiful girls came from.
Maybe there's a slow leak at the Playboy Club.
I didn't know Liberace had any children.
Actually, we're the Denver Bronco cheerleaders, the Pony Express.
Hello, my name is Mork, Nanu, and what do you do?
We dance at the football games.
Oh, what's the matter? You can't get into Studio 54?
I saw all of you on last Sunday's games. You were great.
Oh, yeah, you were wonderful. Just wonderful.
So were the Broncos. They won.
They did. I didn't notice that, but you did a good job, and you were all very good.
Your job is to cheer people up?
Not always. Today we're here in Boulder to do a charity benefit.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty good at cheering people up. Hey, let's just pretend you're all depressed, okay? Let's pretend the Ayatollah Khomeini has just bought Disneyland. And Minnie Mouse has to wear a big veil. All right. First, I'd like to do a few impressions for you. I'd like you to do a few impressions. Here we go. My first impression is a California surfer watching a total eclipse. Wow, that's really mellow. My next impression is King Kong in Las Vegas. Is, I think you'll really enjoy. It's Truman Capote as an NFL quarterback.
He's going to be an awfully long day.
That's pretty good. If you learned a few dance steps, you could be a cheerleader.
I think it's a great idea.
Except for the fact that all professional cheerleaders are women.
You know, I don't think there's any law about that. Why don't you fill out an application at Bronco headquarters?
Whoa. Tell you what, I think I will. If things go right and I get this job, I promise you I'll personally spit shine each and every one of those little spangle things. Okay, one question. How many chandeliers died to make those costumes? Oh. When you dance, do you signal low-flying planes? Oh, no. A diaper. Mindy's seeing a younger man. He's got a drinking problem.
Sally brought her baby over yesterday.
You expect me to believe that ridiculous story?
Right, I was a fool to think you'd fall for it. Why did you move my furniture all around?
Well, Kathy and Anna are coming over to teach me crowd excitation stimulation.
What?
Cheerleading to the laywoman.
Mork, I really wonder if you've thought this thing through.
Sure I have. Haven't I?
Well, if you get the job, you've just got to understand the social ramifications.
Well, I know about ramifications. That's why Mary had a little lamb.
people might make fun of you.
No, they made fun of me when I was walking backwards for 2 miles.
Okay, I just, you know, I mean, I'll back you no matter what you want to do. I just don't want to see you get hurt. Women, men and women should be allowed to do anything they want, I guess. I mean, look, nowadays there's women astronauts and women lawyers and...
Women mothers and...
Right, Mark. Actually, what you're doing is very courageous, and it could just help the women's movement.
Well, all I want to do, Mindy, is make Susan B. Anthony stand up and cheer.
Susan B. Anthony is dead.
Oh, no wonder she looks so bad in that little dollar.
Oh, come on in. It's open. Hi!
Oh, no! Exploding Divisionies! Yes! They didn't explode. They were tired. I guess it was their mating season.
Mark is rehearsing for a play that he's in. It's called The Attack of the Exploding Hibigenes. It's by Chekhov.
Really? I'm a literature teacher, and I've never heard of it.
Oh.
Well, it's a very loose translation. You probably know it as Oklahoma.
Oh. You're a cheerleader and a lit teacher, huh?
I'm a lit teacher and a cheerleader. And Kathy's a law student.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought jumping up and down on a football field was a full-time profession.
Are you kidding? We only get paid $15 a game. We just do it for the fun and excitement.
Anyway, there's a lot more to it than just jumping up and down. It includes gymnastics, dance, and lots of rehearsal.
Hmm. Sounds like you have to be an all-round athlete.
Well, come on, men. If that was true, they'd roll right off the field.
Why don't we get started? We'll start with some warm-up exercises. We've got a week to teach you the routine.
I'll get you your medication. It's okay, wait.
Let's try the bike exercise, okay?
All right.
Mark, you're not riding the bike.
I am. Mine's a moped.
Hi, Nelson.
You look happy. Did you get lucky? No, I got an idea.
Ah, you came up with a platform.
No, nary a plank. Who needs a platform when I'm going to be on national television?
The Gong Show answered you later.
Howdy, har, har. You know the Kennedy-Carter debates? Well, I volunteered to debate with them.
Nelson, you can't debate with Kennedy and Carter. You see, they're running for president, and you're running for city council.
So what? We all put our pants on the same way. If I can humiliate them on national television, I'll go down in history books.
You'll go down in comic books.
Min, you never guess where I've been.
To Denver to file an application with the Pony Express.
Wow, another incredible psychic occurrence. Well, I filled out a few applications, answered a few questions.
That's it?
Well, yeah, and the woman said she'd make me a deal. If I won't call her, she won't call me.
That means they're not even going to let you try out.
Let's not jump to conclusions. Did they say anything else?
Well, she said this is one Pony Express that carries no mail.
Well, that's sex discrimination. That's terrible.
That's illegal.
That's wonderful. Don't you see? Sex discrimination, that's a great platform. I could get media coverage like that. Who needs Kennedy and Carter when I've got sex?
Well, how is that going to help Mark, Nelson?
Are we not Americans? Are we not free to pursue the job of our choice, regardless of race, creed, color, or sex? And if one of my countrymen wants to shake his pom-pom, I, Nelson Flavor, will defend his right to the death.
Sorry, man.
I don't know why you want that job. I mean, a real man just doesn't do girly things.
Oh, yeah? Try and tell us to Roosevelt Greer as he needle points on your nose. I will go ahead. With Mindy's help, I'm going to break down every sexual barrier that there is.
Me? What can I do?
Well, once I get through this, we're going to make you the first female quarterback. Watch how long the counts will be then.
Hey,
These are cheerleaders? Boy, things sure have changed since I've gone to prep school. I mean, how can you be a cheerleader without a baggy sweater and knee socks?
I don't know, but that last move really cheered me up.
Will you guys stop staring? They're just a bunch of girls. Does my hair look all right?
Thank you, Kim. That was excellent. You're on the team again this year. Oh, thank you. Good to be back.
Oh, I'd like to see her in a baggy sweater.
I'd like to see her in a kangaroo suit.
Hi, my name's Peggy Black, and I'd like to do a cheer for you. Give me a B, U, N, give me a C, O, S. What does that spell?
Bongo.
Thank you, Peggy. We'll be in touch.
I thought you were very good.
Mark. Pam, this is the guy I was telling you about. Mark, this is Pam Stockhouse, the manager of the Pony Express.
I know.
I'm Mindy McConnell, and this is my cousin Nelson Flavor.
The Nelson Flavor who was on the news last night and called me a sexist?
Yes, glad to know you.
The Nelson Flavor who threatened to take us to the United Nations if we didn't let his man try out?
That's me.
Mr. Flavor, I am not a sexist. I discriminate against no one except tall, blonde politicians.
Well, that could be a lot of people.
Look, Pam, I know you're mad at Nelson, and you probably should be. He does get carried away now and then. But let's not lose sight of what's really at stake here. I mean, we're talking about equal rights. Now, Mark just wants a chance to try out for the job.
So I heard on the news. Every channel.
Well, he's been practicing really hard with your squad. I mean, if he's no good, fine, but he should at least have the chance to try.
Well, okay. It's against my better judgment, but I suppose it won't hurt to look. You're on, Mark.
Thank you. 2, 4, 6.8 will send your team home in a crate. 8, 7, 6 by 4, 3, 2. That's all, folks. Nanu, nanu.
Mark, we'll let you know.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. Mark was great. You should let him know right now if he's going to be on the team or not.
Okay.
What we have here is a flagrant case of discrimination. If I may cite the case of Tiny Jane Whitman versus the Lubbock, Texas Little League.
If I could just finish. I was trying to say yes. You're on the squad. Is on Sunday. Now you're gonna have to practice every day. You've got a lot of routines to learn. And remember, Mark, no special privileges.
Oh, no, he's not looking for any special privileges.
Well, the problem is, Mindy, we don't have the facilities to take care of a male cheerleader. You're gonna have to dress in the locker room with the squad.
I want total equality. When they jump, I'll jump. When they change, I'll change. When they shower, I'll shower.
That isn't equality, that's ecstasy.
Stand by. You're on.
This is Stu Scully in the locker room of the famed Denver Bronco cheerleaders, the Pony Express. With me, Pam Stockhouse, their manager, and a few of the girls. Pam, I understand this is an important game for you.
Oh, that's right, Stu. This afternoon, Denver will get an eyeful of pro football's first male cheerleader.
What a cataclysmic event in the annals of football history. His name is Mork. And who would have thought that one day we would see a male cheerleader standing here in the Pony Express locker room? But right now, let's have a random sampling. Hi, Stu Scully. I wonder if you ladies would tell me what it's like to have a man on the team.
Well, he's got a great pair of legs. And he's really become one of the girls.
Miss Stockhouse, what is your reaction to accusations in the press of
sexploitation.
Stu, for the rest of the season, we plan to keep Mork barefoot and pregnant.
I wonder if I might have a word with your new star.
Well, we have three locker rooms, and I'm not sure which one he's in.
Sorry we're late, Pam. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Would you say Mork is just a regular guy?
I'd say... I think we found him.
Stu Scully, Denver Action News Team. I wonder if you'd mind answering a few questions for our viewers out there.
Oh, sure. I'm in. Hi, Nelson. Orson, who knew?
None of
you. All you have to do is relax and speak your mind.
Well, sure, I've seen a lot of these on television. I know how to handle these interviews.
Mark, how is it that a man can break the sexual barriers of pro cheerleading?
Well, we've got a good ball team here, Stu, a good ball club.
But tell me, do the girls treat you any differently than they would, say, a female member of the team?
We've got a good ball team here, Stu, a good ball club. Stu, can you turn that off for a second? I'm really scared. I mean, I'm getting little butterflies in my knees, you know what I mean?
Mark, the girls would like you to say a little something before we go out on the field. Come on, girls. Come on in.
Sure. Now we're all gathered together, girls. I know we're in first place, but hey! Big deal. All that means that every other cheerleading squad in the league is after our hemlines. Hatfield, I know the press has been rough on you. They say you're on your last leap. But hey, who believes the Inquirer anyway? Come on now. We know where they're going.
Sassoon.
Okay. Keep in mind the phrase of that famous cheerleader, Boom Boom LaRue, when she said, good girls don't get to Paris. I want you to go out there and win this one for the zipper. Everybody, get in the middle. Good chin out, get us out. Let's go. All right, let's go.
Hello, I'm Mork's friend. Hi, I'm the guy that brought him here. I'm Mork's friend. Yes, I am. Vote for me, Flavor, Nelson Flavor.
Sure is a big day, Mindy.
The Denver Broncos are proud to present the Pony Express and its newest member, pro football's first male cheerleader, Mort.
Who won't be long now.
And here they are, the Pony Express.
Sorry, folks. It looks as though Mork has changed his mind.
Mork? Where are you going? Mork? Wait up!
Mork? Where are you? The crowd is calling for you.
I'm here.
Which one?
I don't know. The number's on the outside.
Am I angry? Sure. Hey, I realize it's not easy for a guy to go out in front of 73,144 people in a halter. But you squelch my chance at greatness.
Leave him alone. I'm sure he feels bad enough already.
Nah, it's probably my fault. The Democrats have a donkey. The Republicans have an elephant. I had to pick a guy in a skirt.
Who is he anyway?
Try 1045.
Mork, it's me, Min. Why don't you come out?
I'll be right down. I'm upstairs.
should ask him then, but the place is a mess.
Come on, Olivia. What happened out there?
I don't know. Felt alive when I ran in the field. And all of a sudden I looked up and I saw thousands of orange faces. And then I felt kind of ridiculous. Then I guess I got chicken apples.
I think it's called stage fright, Mork.
Yeah, actually, it's called Orchid Law, Min. We're not allowed to have meetings of more than six people.
Why not?
And the seventh one gets stage fright.
Something, Mork. I don't think I would have had enough nerve to go out there in front of all those people.
Really?
Mm-mm. I really don't. But look at it this way. Even though it didn't work out, at least you had the nerve to go out and try something you really wanted to do. A lot of people never even do that. So, I mean, you're not a failure because you ran off the field. You're a success because you ran on.
Well, thanks, man. You made me feel better.
Good. Now, why don't you change your clothes and I'll buy you lunch.
Well, can we not go out that way?
Oh, yeah, the crowd, right?
No, no. It's a linebacker, no-neck net boy. When I ran on the field, he winked at me.
Come in, Orson.
Give me an F. Give me an A. Give me a T. Give me an S. Give me an O. What's that spell?
Mork?
Sir, I was just thinking about you.
What are you doing?
Well, I was just cheering up at you, your pom-pom posity. Actually, it's something I learned in my new job this week. I joined a squad of lady cheerleaders.
How did you pass as a woman, Mork?
Well, I lied about my height, sir. You see, sir, everything here on Earth is divided by sexes. There's men's fashions, women's fashions. There's boy talk, girl talk, stenographers, dictators.
Do things always separate the men from the women?
Oh, yes, sir. They even have his and her towels. But the real difficulty comes when they try and separate the men's jobs from the women's jobs.
Why do they do that? Maybe it's a question of quality.
Oh, no, sir. I think it's a question of equality. You see, when you're dealing with people, it's hard to tell the value of the merchandise by looking at the shape of the package. Or I can paraphrase that and say that sometimes the best man for a job is a woman.
And in your case, Mort, the best woman for the job was you?
Well, sir, I gave it a shot, but... You know, sir, after centuries, these humans have tried so hard to prove that all men are created equal. It's kind of nice to know that they're still working at it.
And on that positive note, that's all there is. There ain't no more. This is Little Mark signing off from the planet Earth. Nanu.